Now let's talk about some sports with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We have to go over what happened in baseball last night. Looks like the Colorado Rockies even things out. They're now tied 1-1 with a Philadelphia. St. Louis Cardinals 2 down now. They lost to the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2 last night.
And a line drive to center field. Base hit, and the Dodgers win.
And what's going on to the Red Sox? 5-0 against the Angels. What's happening in the playoffs here, Ibrahim?
So let's go to the Dodgers and Cardinals game.
It was a huge finish. Yeah.
So Matt Holliday, who had a big hit earlier in the game, he forgot the basic rule of baseball. When you go to catch the ball in the outfield, catch it with both hands. Don't catch it with one hand. And because of that, it was two outs, ninth inning. He could have won the game. He could have ended the game right there. His error cost them the game. And then let's switch to the Rockies. Yorvit Torrevella, he took a hanging curveball, and literally, if you were looking at that game and heard the fans, the Philadelphia fans were completely silent. There was no – what we just heard on the crowd in L.A., yep. There was none of that whatsoever. I mean, Phillies fans get mad even when their team wins.
So, that's so right. That is so right.
And then finally with the Red Sox The Red Sox fans have to be happy because the Angels have never gone on to win a postseason series in which they've won game one.
Oh, that's grasping at straws, pal. to beat 5-0 and you find hope in that?
The hope is that Josh Beckett will be on the mound tonight for the Red Sox, and that is the hope because he is their ace, and he's the guy that will guarantee a win. We'll see how that goes.
Lester didn't do much for him last night, that's
correct,
for sure.
Which is disappointing.
Quickly, what's our most interesting college football matchups this weekend?
Obviously, it's number 3 Alabama at number 20 Ole Miss, and number 1 Florida versus number 4 LSU, and
that's
of course UCLA versus Oregon out west. So there's some big games coming up.
If Oregon wins again, we're going to talk about that all Monday.
It's true, yeah.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor, thanks.
Good morning.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.